it, y'all. I got even acted the whole dawn. Ask me how I feel, cause I'm really not sure. Ask me how I feel, I'm really not sure. Then we got to talking about us. We don't get along except for the lust. Need to figure out what you're gonna do. Don't have nothing if you don't have trust. Reconcile differences caused by suspicion is no way to live. Won't lead to love. Walking on eggshells, holding our breath. Supposed to feel like hope, but it smells like death. Boggles the mind, excites the senses. Instead of building bridges, we're putting up fences. Walking on eggshells, holding our breath. Supposed to give us hope, but it smells like death. Can't keep. When we get together, we never get to sleep. It's a contradiction how our attraction is based on creating fiction. Fiction. With you.
hey survivor, don't close your eyes. Take advantage, it's lighting all the night. Hey survivor, no matter who you are, time runs so far away, you must save your life. You know you can do it, we know you can do it.
I need you right now.
just baking bread. Baker man, just baking bread. Sagabona, con Johnny Wayne. Sagabona, con Johnny Wayne.
Dancing to the vibration. New York. High five, dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Uptown New York. 3 a.m. Uptown New York. High five, dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Uptown New York. 3 a.m. Uptown New York. High five, dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Uptown New York. 3 a.m. Uptown New York. High five. Dancing to the vibrations through the floor. Dancing to the vibrations through the floor.
Best friend, those no good truckers. Ride down the road, carrying a load. Feeling more sexy than a pregnant toad. Checking out the scene on my CB, cause I don't want no bears fucking with me. That's a big 10-4, good buddy. Yeah! Smoking weed, feeling fine. When suddenly I see a blue light behind. Calling dickhead, check out my crack. Think I got a bear on my back. He's on my ass and that's no joke, but I'm gonna leave that blue light motherfucker in the smoke. 10-4. City. Yeah. While going around the car, doing about 80, looking between. between the thighs of some big pussy lady. While checking out the thighs of this fine hoe, I could tell she had a lot of ass below. We stopped up ahead for a bite to eat. I said, hey bitch, give me some of this fine meat. She said, I got it here, so come on with it, but just make sure you got enough meat to get it. I said, my hands are large and my prick is bigger, just open up your thighs while I pull my trigger. Yeah. I grabbed the bitch by the hand and hid it for the room. She had a fine body but a face like a coon. She sat on the bed and pulled off her clothes as the funk from my pussy started fucking with my nose. Suddenly I find that it all was a waste, cause there was a big prick staring me in the face. I kicked it with my feet and hit it with my hand. What I thought was a bitch was nothing but a man. And you know what I did then? I said, ooh, I said, ah, I said, ooh. I said, ooh, ah, and I got the hell out of there, that's what I did. So I grabbed my shit and got back in the truck, and I thought to myself, what the fuck? After messing up my day and spoiling my plans, I said to myself, I can still use my hands. Thought about the fine bitch I had back home, and suddenly I couldn't help but to play with my bone. Yeah. While riding to the state of Alabama, in a little town where I loved to ramble, I went in his bar, said, what the heck? Motherfucker, no good redneck. Some asshole at the end of the bar said,
hey, nigga boy, do you know who you are?
I pulled out my dick and broke the bartender's glass, and I said, oh, you motherfuckers can't kick my ass. I remember what my daddy said one night. He said, niggas' pricks is bigger than white. But my black ass was in for a big surprise, cause that cracker's dick was three times my size. And of course, you know, that isn't a big 10-4. I said, bitch, don't y'all fail me now. Let's get the hell out of here. He said, boy, I'm gonna kick your ass till your head turn blue. There ain't nothing I hate worse than a nigger or Jew. I said, are you sure you wanna fuck with me? I'm a distant cousin to Muhammad Ali. Suddenly his big prick began to shrink. He said, come on, boy, let's have a drink. Those rednecks in the corner started getting up out of their seats, carrying big clubs, wearing white sheets.
He said, listen, nigger man, I'm the grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. He said, there's no nigger better than me. Motherfuck you and Muhammad Ali. I threw my drink in his face and I started to run as I felt the lead from his shotgun.
I got in my rig and covered up my face and I drove my truck through that motherfucking place. Hoes started to run with glass in the hair and the cracker's ass was flying everywhere. The grand dragon was on the ground with his ass bloody and I looked at him, I said, 10-4, good buddy. Yeah. I reached in the seat and grabbed a bottle of wine and I looked in the mirror and said, I can't stand myself sometime. And then I said, ooh, I said, ooh.
Beep, beep.